From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. World diplomats are preparing for a UN Security Council meeting Friday to discuss a response to Libya's brutal crackdown on anti-government demonstrators. European nations are sending more ships to aid the thousands of foreigners scrambling to get out of the country. Terry Schultz in Brussels says the EU is considering sending in a humanitarian intervention force.
With several thousand citizens still stranded in Libya, EU member states are making their own best efforts at transporting their nationals, but they've also launched a joint mechanism, usually reserved for rescues in large-scale natural disasters. This puts military and civilian assets from the 27 EU states, plus four partner countries, under the coordination of the EU. Brussels hasn't yet decided whether a militarily equipped humanitarian mission is necessary or best to get people out. British Defense Secretary Liam Fox says his government has been discussing the evacuation options with NATO, but NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says he hasn't received any requests for involvement yet. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Boeing company gets the Air Force's $35 billion contract to build nearly 200 airborne refueling tankers. The deal will mean tens of thousands of jobs, mostly in Washington State and Kansas. Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly.
This was a spirited competition, with both offerers acquitting themselves well.
NPR's Debbie Elliott says the Air Force announcement came as a disappointment to the Gulf Coast area, where states had hoped European-based EADS would assemble the aircraft at a closed military base in Mobile.
Alabama's governor, the mayor of Mobile, and a host of other officials gathered in a conference room overlooking the Mobile River to watch a satellite feed of the Pentagon's announcement. But before it even started, the director of the Alabama Development Office, Seth Hammett, asked for the volume to be turned down.
What we all hoped would be a very joyous occasion has not turned out the way we wanted it to.
If it had won the lucrative deal, Airbus had planned to assemble its tankers on a now closed Air Force base. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Mobile.
The school board of Rhode Island's financially troubled capital city has voted to send termination letters to all of its nearly 2,000 teachers. City officials in Providence say it will give them maximum flexibility to make budget cuts. Teachers are calling the move insane. Toyota has agreed to recall more than 2 million additional vehicles to ensure the gas pedals cannot become stuck in floor mats or carpeting. The move ends the government's investigation into sudden acceleration in some Toyotas. The world's largest automaker has now recalled more than 14 million vehicles since 2009 because of safety issues. Severe storms with high winds are barreling across a stretch of the nation's midsection. Several possible tornadoes were spotted in northwestern Tennessee and eastern Arkansas late Thursday. Trees have been toppling over, knocking down power lines. This is NPR. Rain and cold are getting in the way of the international effort to find earthquake survivors in Christchurch, New Zealand. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake disaster there has climbed to 113. Authorities are still trying to account for more than 200 others reported missing, many of them students. Relatives of many of the missing arrived at the airport in the city Friday, including about 20 from Japan. Divorcing British couples will soon be sent to mediation before heading to court starting in April. In London, Larry Miller says it's part of a government effort to cut costs for both the state and warring couples.
The government's justice minister says mediation is quicker, cheaper, and more amicable, especially where children are concerned. While couples will retain the right to refuse mediation and go straight to court, they're being strongly encouraged to agree deals on child custody and division of assets with the help of trained mediators. Those receiving state-funded legal aid for their divorces are already being sent for mediation. That change, 2 years ago, led to 60% of cases being settled out of court. The average time to complete a divorce through mediation is less than 3 months. When it hits court, that increases to 435 days. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
CBS and Warner Brothers Television say they're ending production on this season of Two and a Half Men in the wake of controversial remarks by star Charlie Sheen. In a statement issued Thursday, the network and studio said they were basing their decision on the totality of Sheen's statements, conduct, and condition. Earlier Thursday, the studio and Sheen's publicist had said the show would resume production next week. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.